China says its Chang'e 5 probe has completed sampling on the moon, and the samples have been sealed within the spacecraft. Launched on November 24th, the spacecraft landed on the near side of the moon on Tuesday, with a task to retrieve China's first samples from an extraterrestrial body. The sender of the probe will lift off from the lunar surface soon to transfer the samples to the returner and orbiter waiting in the lunar orbit. After that, the returner will carry the samples back to Earth and finally land in North China's Inner Mongolia. Premier Li Keqiang says China is willing to share development opportunities, expand two-way opening up, and enhance mutually beneficial cooperation with Russia. The premier co-chaired the 25th regular meeting with his Russian counterpart via video link on Wednesday. He hailed the two countries' cooperation amid COVID-19, as well as closer bilateral trade, steady advancement of major projects in energy and other sectors, and new outcomes in the Far East and subnational cooperation. Miguel Mishustin called on the two sides to enhance cooperation in basic and applied sciences and strengthen strategic coordination under the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Former French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing has died at the age of 94 after contracting COVID-19. As France's leader from 1974 to 1981, Giscard was known for steering a modernization of French society during his presidency, including allowing divorce by mutual consent and legalizing abortion. He was also one of the architects of European integration. Giscard had been admitted to hospital in September with respiratory complications and was hospitalized again in mid-November. According to a foundation he had set up and chaired, Giscard died after suffering from complications linked to the coronavirus. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the start of a large-scale COVID-19 vaccination by late next week. Putin says healthcare workers and teachers will be the first in line to receive Russia's own Sputnik V shots. The government gave the Sputnik vaccine regulatory approval in August, and it has still to complete advanced studies to ensure safety and effectiveness. Last month, the developers of the vaccine said interim results show that it's 91% effective. The director of the U.S. Center for Disease Control warns that the country could see up to 150,000 to 200,000 additional COVID-19 deaths by February. As of Wednesday, the CDC has reported nearly 270,000 deaths due to coronavirus. Dr. Robert Redfield encourages the use of mitigation efforts, saying he expects two vaccines to be approved by the end of the year and another two by February. He says it would not be until the second or third quarter before all Americans wishing to have a shot are inoculated. Boeing 737 MAX took off on Wednesday on its first public appearance with the media on board since being grounded over fatal crashes. The flight from Dallas, Texas to Tulsa, Oklahoma comes weeks before the first commercial passenger flight on December 29th. Boeing's best-selling jet was grounded in March last year after two crashes in 5 months killed over 340 people. The World Meteorological Organization says this year is on track to be the second hottest on record behind 2016. The average global temperature is said to be about 1.2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels.